This Week in Health with Dr. Declan Matthews, kindly sponsored by the Clockgate Pharmacy.
Good afternoon. I'm joined again today by Dr. Declan Matthews. Declan, how are you?
I'm great, actually, to tell you what the truth is.
You're looking well, Declan. Declan, right, we're going to start with the restrictions. Do you think we were right to come out of level five?
Yeah, I think we were right, because I think even if we hadn't done so, I think coming up to Christmas, I think people would have started breaking the rules anyway, to tell you nothing but the truth. And I think officially it was better off just to come out of it. The incidences weren't quite down as far as we would have liked. You'd have liked it down to have been under 100 a day, and it wasn't quite down there. But I still think, yeah, they were correct to come out of it.
Yeah, like a lot of people are not happy that wet pubs are remaining closed, and they think it's going to draw people to house parties. You think they should have maybe opened them?
I don't think so, honestly. And you may be right. People may be drawn to house parties, and I think that's the one message out of this. Look, we're doing great. There's an end in sight, and there is an end in sight. And I can certainly see by the middle of next year that we will be almost out of this thing. Christmas is coming up. It's a great time. We should all enjoy ourselves. We should all have fun. But let's not go crazy. I think no huge house parties. That sort of stuff is just an absolute disaster if it happens. So I think people just got to stick, you know, enjoy yourself, have a good time. It's great you can go out and have a pint and have something to eat. Do all that sort of stuff. But that's a controlled environment. House parties are not a controlled environment. And we all know one or two drinks, certainly three or four drinks, and all your sort of inhibitions go out the door, and we all start kissing each other and talking loudly to each other and laughing loudly. And that's the ideal conditions for the virus to get around. So let's not ruin Christmas. There's a slight worry that we may pay a price in January, and I feel we will pay a price in January. I do feel there will be a little bit of a surge in January. Hopefully it won't be too bad if we're careful.
Yeah. And is the end in sight? Is this a vaccine? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I think it definitely is in sight. There's the Pfizer vaccine. Obviously, they're rolling it out in England within the next week. There's talk about rolling it out here in January. I certainly think that's going to be a great help. It's a difficult enough vaccine. It has to be kept at minus 70. It has to be sort of brought around in special containers. It has to be used quickly after sort of coming out of those containers. It has to be mixed each time, and I think it's going to have a problem, especially the storage at minus 70. There's very few facilities have the ability to store that amount of vaccines for that length of time. So that's going to be a bit of a problem. I don't see that vaccine ending up in GP surgeries or going into nursing homes initially. Just the distribution problems are going to be too big. I'd say that vaccine will end up going into hospitals and places like that where they have the facilities to store it and to give it out fast. But the other two vaccines that hopefully will be approved fairly quickly, they don't need any problem with that storage. So hopefully they'll be up and running by January, February. You
know? So there can be different types of vaccines, is it?
There's at least four different types of vaccines at the moment. And the main one, and the one that was, you know, the one that sort of we all had hoped on for a long time was the Pfizer one. But they're storing it at minus 70. That's extremely low temperatures. That means dry ice to keep it. That means having to top up the dry ice all the time. It's just difficult.
But just say, so if there was four vaccines, how would a person choose which one to take?
You don't get a choice, in fact. As far as I know, what will happen is you'll take what comes, basically. And I think that's good, because I think if you have people choosing, as long as the statistics for each vaccine is good, and as long as the data on safety and efficacy is good, I don't think you'll get a choice.
Okay. Declan, we're coming into colder weather now, and it is going to get very cold. And the advice seems to be, if you're having people around your house for Christmas, keep all the windows and stuff open. And will that not make people sick?
No, not necessarily. I mean, we're all fairly well able for the cold. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't sound like great fun sitting around your dinner with the window wide open and that sort of stuff. What doesn't even sound any fun is they're suggesting that you cook the dinner with your one person in the kitchen.
Oh, I think that's great.
And have a mask on. I mean, you know, that's going to be difficult, you know. So people will find their own way around these things, let's put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. Have you any tips and advice for people visiting relatives over Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, there's no problem with visiting. Just stick, be careful. That's it, really. And really, don't go near anybody if you have a temperature, if you have an aching pain, if you have a snotty nose, if you have a cough. Just stay away, you know, and just listen to your body. And if your body suggests that you could have something, just stay away.
Yeah. How about nursing homes? Restrictions are still quite strict. I think a lot of people are worried about visiting over Christmas and stuff. And
they are. And I think it's going to be down to one person once a week, isn't it? Mm. Which is really what it was before this. As I said, I've often said before here, my mother's 99 and in a nursing home and none of us have seen her for quite a while. Uh-huh. Now we've had texts and we've had photos and that sort of stuff. But my sister's going in next week, as far as I know, and one of the rest of us will go in the following week. So it is difficult. But look, it's for her safety, it's for everybody's safety.
What if somebody would like to take somebody out of the nursing home for Christmas Day?
Again, it depends on the environment they're going into, and I think that's going to be a difficult one to tell you nothing but the truth, because it's all right to say, look, we just want to bring Mammy home, we want to bring her home and just have dinner with her. But if somebody at home has the virus and somebody gives it to Mammy and she brings it back into the nursing home, that's a recipe for disaster, and I think I'd be careful in those situations.
Okay. Deaths are creeping up again a little bit. Is that just due to this time of the year? Or?
I would think so, yeah. I mean, I don't think there's any, certainly there isn't any, the incidence isn't generally rising, let's put it that way. The intensive care units aren't under extra pressure, and they're the more positive outlooks.
Okay. Cork seems to be doing fairly well. It's kind of in single digit figures most days.
It is, yeah, exactly. Cork is doing well, and we're doing particularly well in East Cork at the moment.
Oh, that's good. Declan, anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I think we really need to talk about mental health. It's becoming a huge problem, and it's not involving any one or other age group, though the young teenagers seem to be in trouble and some of the elderly seem to be in trouble. They're finding it very, very difficult. We need to be conscious of this. And I think to anybody out there, if you're feeling sad a lot of the time, if you're sort of breaking down and crying for no known reason, if you feel it very hard to get up and face into the day, if you find it very hard just to meet people, if you're feeling anxious and worried all the time, talk to somebody. There is help out there. There is very, very good help out there, and we just need to seek it.
Okay, I think it's like it was very tough on people. They couldn't even go downtown and sit down for a cup of coffee. At least we can kind of do those things now again from tomorrow.
We can, and that's good. But, you know, sort of if you're feeling down and you're feeling depressed, in fact, the last thing you want to do is go out and go for a cup of coffee. You want to stay at home. You want to be on your own. You want your own company. You get this sort of feeling that if the world would go away and leave me alone, I'll be fine. And that's the sort of mentality you get into. Now, you know, we're all social animals. We do need to meet up. But if you're feeling like that, seek help. It's there. There's very, very good help there.
Yeah, and even just getting out for a walk can really help someone as well.
Absolutely. Going for a walk, going for exercises and that sort of stuff. But again, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling depressed, you don't feel like dragging your... It becomes almost an impossible task just to do simple things.
Yeah, yeah. And like, not everybody would like to talk to a doctor or somebody, so even a friend, just somebody.
Absolutely, yeah. Talk to a friend. If you need, I mean, talk to somebody. Just let them know how you're feeling. There are loads of great people out there. And everybody has a close friend they could have talked to, whether it's an uncle or an aunt that they get on well with, whether it's a neighbour, whether it's just a friend. Just talk to somebody.
Yeah, and even if you don't want to talk to somebody yourself face to face, you can ring the Samaritans.
You can always ring the Samaritans, yes, and they provide an extremely good service.
Yeah, I'll get that number and I'll call it out there in a minute. Right, Declan, on that, how can we enjoy the festive season safely?
I mean, there's no reason we shouldn't enjoy the festive seasons, and I certainly intend to enjoy it, I can tell you that much. Just watch the big parties. I think that's really where we're going to let ourselves down, you know. Watch the house parties, that sort of stuff. I think if we're careful with that, I think everything will go fine.
Okay, Declan, thanks very much.
Thank you, Liz.